Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The NDG Côte des Neiges Borough Council has approved the ambitious development plan for the Hippodrome site.
The Hippodrome is a former racetrack in the Snowdon area of Côte des Neiges.
The city purchased the land back in 2017. Last year, Project Montreal announced a future vision for the land, one with above-ground tram cars, 20,000 housing units, walkable streets, and carbon-neutral infrastructure.
On Monday, March 10th, 2025,
the Borough Council in NDG Côte des Neiges approved this ambitious plan. The plan hopes to welcome investors and developers into the area, but also guarantee 20% affordable housing, 20% social housing, and 20% family housing. Here is Mayor Gracia Kasoki-Katawa speaking at that meeting.
We planned to have schools there. We plan to have health services there. We plan to have community centers and sports centers in the Hippodrome to make sure that it's not only a place where people go sleep. It's different neighborhoods that are going to be built. There's different parks in the area. So we really want to develop a complete neighborhood. But you're right when you say that it's going to take a lot of investment. And if housing, it's a priority for everyone from the federal government to the municipal governments, we're going to have to invest on a site like the Hippodrome to make sure that those 10,000 houses are available for people. And on the Hippodrome, what is planned is to have off-market housing. And this is really something that is important in a context where it's really hard for people to make and meet, and because the housing is really expensive right now. So that is on the Hippodrome site.
Though the planning document passed in council, there was discussion and debate. Councillor Sunny Moroz of the Snowdon District, where much of the Hippodrome lies, voiced skepticism about keeping car infrastructure out of the area. He believes infrastructure spending could go towards social housing and less ambitious development.
Affordable is the only kind of housing they propose to build, which is 10 to 15% under the market rate in that district. That's why I'm against the tramway in Quartier Namur Hippodrome, because they're amortizing the cost over the housing development.
After the meeting, CJLO spoke with Councillor Peter McQueen about the vision for the Hippodrome area.
The ultimate vision is a really non-car culture, a much more transit, walking, biking-oriented community. Stores, like I say, stores within it, a park within it, school within it, community center within it, all accessible on foot.
McQueen acknowledged the ambition of the plan, but says with federal and provincial support, it could get done.
You have to understand that, creating a community out of a field is a huge, complicated, and difficult job for anybody. I mean, it's not like anybody, any government, anywhere in the world or Canada finds it easy. And, especially in North America, say, where I think the new urbanism is still more tenuous. It's still a new thing, as opposed to in European cities where it's more accepted. We're trying to break ground in a new way, creating a community without it, so that it doesn't become a car culture community.
There is no set timeline for the development of this carbon-neutral walkable neighborhood, but with the planning document passed, the borough hopes to attract interest from developers and higher levels of government through the summer. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.